With one or two there, that's good. Right, again, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
That's good. Class is in. How's everyone? Has it been a good week?
Yes.
Excellent. Question is, why do we come to church? Why do we gather like this? Is it just to look at the dandruff on the back of somebody's collar? Sometimes I really, really want to be a little radical and say, you know, if we just come out of habit, that's a good habit. If we come because it's the tradition to do so, that's a good tradition. But I tell you, there's a better one. We gather together, not just to meet one another, but to meet with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King Jesus. He's invited us, in fact, commanded us, really, to gather together. What should be the response of our hearts? David had some in Psalm 33 and verse 1. This is in the ESV. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. And this is in the Voice, and it's not a word-for-word translation. But it's a thought-for-thought translation, but I love the thought. Release your heart's joy in sweet music to the Eternal One. And when the upright passionately sing glory-filled songs to Him, everything is in its right place. You know, we get positioned in a right place when we give glory to the Lord. So, this morning we're going to sing a song. We've sung it here a few times. It's a happy song. It's a great song. It's full of truth. And it might need one or two more decibels up there. Thanks, Joe. That would be great. It's called Rescuer. I invite you to sing with passion this morning. Go past our conservatism. Let's do that. Oh yeah, we've got some wavy things there. For anyone who would like to use them.
We are free from sin, for heaven alone.
Please be seated. I love the props in that. And if you take notice, and there's a quick flash there, you would have seen a skeleton waving and worshipping, even the bones. So you know, these bones live, and they will live. And pretty well every prop in that MP4 has significance. There's dead things that are being raised to life. It's a super cool song. It really is. I love the way that religion doesn't play much of a part in that particular group's rendition of that. It's pretty cool. I'd like to lead you in prayer this morning, and it's thoughtful. It's a little bit reflective. And I'll be just going a little slow. And that's intentional. Sometimes I'm conscious that as we lead in prayer, we say words and we don't let them soak and give a response in our hearts. So would you join me as we pray? Our God, our Heavenly Father, our Papa, our Daddy, we thank you today for the gift of life, for the life that we have in Jesus, for the gift of Jesus. And we thank you, our Heavenly Dad, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who lives with us, in us, guides us, empowers us, makes us alive. God, lead us through the trials and grief that we face at this time. Think of Jim and Margaret Lamb and the family as they grieve the loss of Estella. And even for Leanne and Gavin, the death of a faithful friend and co-worker on the farm. Thank you, Lord, for the healing touch on Merle. Pray for continued healing for her. And for our brother John Garlick, just to see the progress after prayer last Sunday. Lord, we look for a complete deliverance for that man in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, thank you that you are the one who leads us through the challenges and struggles of every day, home, school, at our work, tired times, the dark and lonely places. So God, be with those who weep because their heart is broken over someone they love, their partner, their children, their grandchildren, close friends. Be with those who struggle to sleep at the moment because their minds are busy. Be with those who have no peace, wrestling with issues too hard to deal with. Be with those, Lord, who seek a release from pain, physical, emotional, mental. And Lord, lead us each moment with your grace. Lead us with your love. Lead us with your peace today. And fill us with hope for the situation, of expectation. Fill us with patience to wait. Fill us with the stamina to continue when we feel we can't. And Lord, transform us. Transform us in your image. We are your image bearers. Transform us to grow and to understand and to see. And transform us that we can be made whole, because we are broken people. And in that wholeness, may we be the hands and heart and feet of Jesus to our world. And in his name I pray these things. Amen. Out the back there, there's a whole bunch of boxes, as you're well aware. Gypsy Day care packages, love packages. And look, I'd like to ask one or two of you to lead us in a kind of a prayer of dedication for this. already sort of done that at our pre-service prayer time, but I thought it'd be good as a group, as a family, that we do that, that when those packages are received by these people, that backed up by that would be a realization that they're cared for, that they're loved, that somebody's thinking of them. Welcome. Welcome. So perhaps one or two might like to lead us in that way.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have blessed us, that you've made us welcome to your family. And Father, today we pray your blessing, your welcome will go out these packages to these people in the afternoon, that they will feel your presence and the welcome of the community.
Yes.
Bless these packages in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that you work beyond the work of our hands.
True.
Lord, that your Spirit, Lord, is omnipresent. And Father, we thank you that for each life, for each home, Father, where these packages go, Lord, and we pray, thank you, Father, for the value of each life, for the promise of each life. And Lord, we lift them up before you, Lord, that your grace would meet them in their needs, your grace would meet them in their lives. Father, that they would have a realization and an understanding within themselves of truth, of love, of who they are beside you, Father. Lord, that there would be a dawning, an opening, and an awakening in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That we thank you, Father, that the work is beyond us. That your Spirit, Father, as we do our part, you do yours. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, amen. May that be so. Worship has many facets, you know. And an active worship is our offering. And there's a tendency sometimes, and I've been in contexts where we've had the offering at the, you know, in the box as you come in, or in the box as you leave, or as people want to come. But just a personal favouring of making this a significant act that we do, even though most of us probably do it by direct credit or something. So let's receive our offerings, I'm sure. Notices are there for you to read in however form you might want to get those. Yes, Cynthia.
Can I just add the welcome packages? There's 11 this year,
yes.
Down from 24 last year, these people moving. But if you know that there might be a box out there for someone near you, they're all about ready now.
Right.
but a bag of potatoes must be taken from the back boot of our car to go with it as well.
And each box is named?
Yes.
Right.
With the address and the wrapper number on it in both cases.
Excellent. So just file past there and see if there's some way that you could...
Thank you.
Good. Birthdays. Anniversaries. Anyone had a birthday this past week? We can recognise it. How about an anniversary? Nothing in our lives. I tell you what, as a family that we're together, is there any... You might have confessed up to that. I think I remember seeing it somewhere. But when we come together as the family, there's kind of, you know, we've got our order of service, we've got our liturgy. Every church has them. Every time we come together, there's kind of an order that we follow, and it can be very predictable. But at the same time, we want to be intentional. There's an opportunity now. If you've got something burning on your heart from the Lord for us, you need to hear about it in whatever form it comes. Love you to feel free to be able to share that. You know, this is one of the things that I have noticed. And I don't know, it may be offensive to say it, but when we come together with these chairs, we get religious. When we sit in a living room in some armchairs, we stop being religious and we start being real Christians that love one another, share stuff with one another. Is that true or is that true? So just pretend for the moment that you're in one of those chairs at the back. You're lounging in the back there and you're relaxed and you're not religious. And, you know, because I know that God speaks to us in all kinds of ways and we need together to hear some of that stuff. So, yes, Peter.
We had a baby.
You did? So there was a birthday.
Yeah, but you took it to see that kid. Need bigger glasses.
No, I just need to be able to see through them. That would be perfect. Hi, welcome you two, and welcome to little Daniel. Excellent. Happy birthday, Daniel. Cool. Yeah, having a baby, that's an important thing. No kidding. Let's pray together for blessing on this little one. Lord, we thank you for Daniel. And thank you that he arrived in the world safely. And together, Lord, as a church family, we give you a blessing upon him. All the future that's out before him. The potential that's there. And Lord, may he be like the one he is named after. Lord, we sense that might be a prophetic thing for him. So bless him and his family at this time, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I've got something to share. Yes. A few weeks ago, I think when we were doing worship, I just passed a comment about how cool it would be, you know, if we sang out on the farm and on the tractor and in the truck and whatever. And last week, John Wainey came to me and he said, I've been singing. And I said, you have? And he said, yeah, in the cow shed, I sing at the top of my lungs. He said, no one can hear me. But he said, the cows get ministered to in the cow shed. I said, how cool is that? I went home thinking, wow, that's cool. And sometimes we just need those testimony things or something that's happened in someone's life and what's going on for them. And, you know, how they're blessed by something, and that was really cool, really touched my heart.
While you're thinking about this, I had one thing. Last Sunday night at Riversdale, the people gathered there, and also quite a few from the Gore Ministers Association gathered together to specifically pray for John, you know, with this aggressive cancer. He didn't look well. He was extremely grey, gaunt, and he just barely had enough energy to actually stand there on Sunday night. Speaking to him at Estella's homecoming service on Thursday, John Garlick, who's got colour in his face, energy, he just had chemo, and normally that drops him on the floor for a week. And he's walking around with a smile on his face. And there is no false hope or no silly nonsense about this, but together we believe for his healing. That God can do what everyone else can't. Would you believe that? Would you continue to believe? Keep John before God Almighty. Keep John there. He's a great brother. God threw away the mold when they finished with John Gunn. He's one of a kind. Is his work done yet? Not too sure. But it was so encouraging to see the measure of difference in just a few days. Quite stunning, really. Anyone else? Anything to share?
I'd like to just say thank you to everyone who's been so kind to this graduate teacher. And thank you for being great. We really appreciate it.
Good to see you up in Mobile, Mill. Wonderful.
When, in the session, we met with Pukerau Waikato Valley the other night, and talking about armchairs, just reminded me that I mentioned that. We had it's part of our ministry settlement board process that we need to talk to neighbouring parishes and things, and so that's what kept the meeting off, I guess. But it was a really good discussion and time sitting in the armchairs in the Waikato Valley Hall. And it was really encouraging to hear what they're doing in their community, their vision for going forward. And sort of having woolshed meeting, you know, cups of tea and stuff here. And so you have their morning tea at the Valley Hall every week on a Tuesday. They get about, sort of 20 farmers in there over the winter, things like this. So it's good for us to connect with our local groups and parishes. And so we're going to be meeting with them on to worship on July the
29th. Wonderful, yeah, we had a really neat time with them. It's great to hear what God is doing through a group of 15 people just with a desire to be available to the community. Cool. Anyone else? Anything else? What's that? Cynthia's eyes. Speak up, I can't hear. Is it public about? Can we pray for you?
Yeah, I've just got an eye condition which means I can't read music very well. And in questioning the ophthalmologist, it could get worse, it could stay the same, it could, for no reason other, get better. That's what I'm hoping for.
Would you be open to us praying for you now?
We need her as a musician.
I think it needs a musician to go and lay hands on you. So whoever's a musician, would you get up there and pray for her?
I've been thinking a lot about Cynthia, because I think, you know, when it's our eyes, it's a big thing. It's not like our ego. Even though we can have injuries in other parts of our body, our eyes are essential for us, and so I've been just praying a lot about him. The Lord, we want to bring Cynthia to her and reclaim healing of her eye in Jesus' name, to pray for us for deliverance. And Lord, that regardless of what the doctors are saying, we know that they have good things to say, but we know that you're the ultimate healer. And Lord, I pray that you would open up Cynthia's eyes, what's going on, that you would repair it. And you would be purified like only you can, but let her be able to be undone again. And Lord, we pray for her sight to be restored properly, that it wouldn't just be a number, it would be a whole lot. And she'd see even better than she's ever seen before. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.
we've